It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It is election day, but don't worry. We don't vote for a winner in Are You Smarter Than Katie. We battle it out. Are you smarter than Katie?
Yes.
Yes. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture. And the jackpot today is $300, Elizabeth. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Elizabeth, $300. Good news, though. Win or lose, you're going to get a pair of tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at the Golden One Center on November 27th, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Kay's leaving the studio. Are you ready to play?
Yes. And I have my 11-year-old daughter with me helping and playing, too.
All righty. That's fine with us. People can gang up on Katie. It happens all the time. Question one. Today is election day. If you need to know where your voting location is, right now we have it set up for you. Text the word VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 916-909-1065. Go vote in person today. Remember, your work has to give you time off to go do it as well. Which California prop does not exist for voting today? Raising the minimum wage, codifying gay marriage in the Constitution, or banning artificial colors from food?
Can you repeat the first one real quick?
Sure. Raising the minimum wage.
I think it's raising the minimum wage.
Question two. Drew Barrymore said that she discovered her daughter watching her movie 50 First Dates one day, but what shocked her was who she was watching it with. It was with Adam Sandler's daughter, and they were both watching it for the first time. What made Lucy lose her memory in 50 First Dates?
A car accident.
Question three, Tom Holland has completely taken himself off social media, and when you're a famous person dating another famous person, you don't get to see each other very much. So how does he keep tabs on his famous girlfriend? He said he Googles her and he reads news stories. Who is his famous girlfriend?
Oh, I don't know.
You want to take a guess?
I'm really bad with names.
Okay, that's fine. Question four. Quincy Jones has tragically passed away at the age of 91. He was a total legend in the music industry and was responsible for writing and producing some of the biggest hits of the last 50 years. Which Michael Jackson song did he not create? Man in the Mirror, Billie Jean, or Thriller?
Billie Jean.
Alrighty. And question five. Elon Musk was being sued by the DA of Philly to stop his $1 million lottery to convince people to vote for Trump, but he won that lawsuit yesterday and is allowed to continue it. However, he admitted in his defense that it is not a lottery like he said it was, and everyone who wins have been pre-selected, which now makes it allegedly illegal. So that's fun. He has given away $16 million in a month. How many million is that per week?
Oh, what's the number?
16. Three seconds. Three, two, one. We gotta move on. That's all right. Okay. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And ladies, where are we off to today?
We have a field trip to go to today, and we are going to school.
That is exciting. What kind of field trip are we going to on Election Day?
Here, she can tell you.
We're going to see a play, and I think it's called James and the Giant Peach.
I love James and the Giant Peach.
That's fun. Roald Dahl. Yeah, it's very cute. Do you know where you're going to see it?
I can't remember. Some theater. I get to go as a chaperone.
Okay.
Well, that's nice.
That's so fun. You're going to have so much fun. You're going to have so much fun. I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Today's Election Day. You know that. You know where you're voting?
Yep.
Okay. If you don't, again, text VOTE to 909-1065. Do it in person. And again, remember, your work has to give you time to go vote. Which California prop does not exist, Katie?
Okay.
Raising the minimum wage, codifying gay marriage into the Constitution, or banning artificial colors from food?
The artificial colors.
That is correct. The others are minimum wage is Prop 32, and codifying the gay marriage, redefining it in the Constitution is Prop 3.
Codifying?
Codifying.
I don't think it's codifying.
I've heard it pronounced both ways.
I've never heard that.
All right. Question two. Drew Barrymore said she discovered her daughter watching her movie 51st Dates, and it was shocking because she was watching it with Adam Sandler's daughter.
Oh, that's cute.
And they were watching it together for the first time. What made Lucy lose her memory in 51st Dates?
I think a car accident.
It was a car crash, yes. I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Okay.
Crash.
Not me.
Crash is what I've heard. Question three. Tom Holland has completely taken himself off of social media. And when you're a famous person, dating another famous person, you don't get to see them very much. So how does he keep tabs on his famous girlfriend? He said he Googles her and he reads news stories about her.
Wow.
Seems like you're snooping.
Well, it seems like you can just send her a text.
Right. Who is his famous girlfriend?
Oh, Zendaya.
It is Zendaya.
They are Zendaya. No. Mm-hmm.
I've heard it pronounced both
ways.
Question. Yeah.
They've been together a while.
Yeah.
Cute.
Question four. Quincy Jones died.
I know.
He was 91, legend in the music industry, wrote some of the biggest hits of the last 50 years. Which Michael Jackson song did he not create?
Okay.
Man in the Mirror, okay. Billie Jean, or Thriller? 3 seconds.
I'm going to say Man in the Mirror.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right. Wow. And question five. Elon Musk was being sued by the DA of Philly to stop his $1 million lottery to convince people to vote for Donald Trump. But he won that lawsuit yesterday, and he is allowed to continue it just in time. However, in order to win that, in his defense, he admitted that it wasn't a lottery like he said it was, and every winner has been pre-selected, which, and I'm not sure why, but opens him up to legal problems now. So I guess that is considered more election interference. But anyway, though, he's given away $16 million in a month.
Okay.
How many millions is that per week?
So in 1 month, he's given away... Oh, boy. So in 1 month, he's given away $16 million.
Uh-huh.
Is what you said?
Uh-huh. Is this that hard, Kevin?
No, okay. It's not.
Do you want
to... No, I wasn't... Because they struggled with it as well, making sure that maybe my math was wrong.
It's not that hard.
Okay, all right.
I could do it mentally.
Good job. You can just buzz.
Okay.
Okay.
16 divided by 4. 4 million.
4 million. 4 million a week.
Division.
Division.
Right. Gets me every time.
Lucy or Elizabeth, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Final score. Ladies, you got 1. Katie got 4.
Oh.
She got 4. God. Holy cow. It's an election day miracle. All right. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. It keeps growing, ladies and gentlemen. What is it that you ladies have to tell us?
Today, we're not smarter than Katie.
Oh, no, not today.
But stay on hold because we're going to hook you up with Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets and enjoy the musical, okay?
All right, thank you.
You got it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
What is rejection therapy? If you have ever heard of this or even put into practice, definitely call or text us right now at 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Now, it's trending because of TikTok, but this is not a TikTok thing. This is a real thing. The feeling of rejection therapy can help you achieve your confidence. And the way that it works is this person put in, now this is why it's trending on TikTok. This person put into effect and said, I wanted to feel the full cringiness of rejection, the full embarrassment of it. And they would walk into a store and go up to a store employee and just say, can I have this dress for free? And obviously the person was like, no. And then she said, quote, I walked out and I realized literally the world did not end. Like the earth didn't swallow me whole, and rejection therapy made me realize it's almost like the what's the worst that could happen kind of philosophy. And, you know, we want to turn to the queen of confidence, Katie from the Wake Up Call. And you've actually, I don't know if you know that you've been doing rejection therapy, but you've been doing this practically your whole life.
I mean, I don't call it rejection therapy. I call it no ASCII, no Getty.
No ASCII, no Getty. That is the Katie philosophy.
And no ASCII, no Getty works like this. You ask for whatever you want, and the worst a person could say is no. And then you're shocked at how many times people say yes and give you what you want.
What do you think your success rate is?
High.
Really?
Yes.
What are some things that you ask for? Maybe that'll help us.
Oh, God. I have to tell you, I do this so often, I couldn't even tell you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think Kevin kind of uses no ASCII, no Getty in his
mine's
life.
More a finesse.
Okay. I feel like it's, I mean, okay. I guess you are buttering people up more than just being direct and asking for things. But I mean, like, I remember my dad being flabbergasted, even as a kid, when I was a kid, at how bold I was to just ask for stuff.
Give me a scenario. You go into, this person went into a store. Would you do it at a store?
Sure.
Okay, so you're at a store.
Right.
What kind of store?
Let's say I go to Nordstrom Rack.
Okay.
Oh, good
okay.
One.
And see, a store is even too, like, it's not even bold enough.
Okay. Oh.
Like, okay. So one day, I think you were off and there was absolutely no reason for me to take a day off. But I just texted our boss and said, like, can I also have the day off? And he was like, sure.
Huh?
Yeah. And I had absolutely no, and it was very last minute.
And is it because you're like inoculated to the embarrassment of somebody telling you no?
I don't feel embarrassed when someone says
that's
no.
What I mean.
Oh, yeah, but I just don't think I was born with that.
You just don't care.
No.
God, I wish I could walk an inch in your shoes, let alone a mile.
Maybe it's because I was a salesperson for many years, and you just get used to
you weren't a salesperson as a little girl.
Oh, you're right.
You don't have that part of your brain that feels embarrassment.
No, I absolutely feel embarrassment. I just don't feel embarrassed by somebody setting a boundary with me.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said no. Then what?
So if you
nothing.
Okay, so let's go back to Nordstrom Rack, okay? We're talking about something called rejection therapy, which is trending on TikTok, but Katie's been doing it forever. She calls it the no ASCII, no Getty, okay? You go into Nordstrom Rack.
Sure.
You see something that you like, but it's too expensive still.
Sure.
would you say, excuse me, where's your manager? And then they'd point you to the direction of the manager.
No, I would never do that.
Okay.
Okay, what I would do is I would buddy up to a person that works there.
That's the finesse that Kevin has.
And then I'd say, can I get your employee discount?
Wow. I
love that.
Yeah.
So bold.
Yeah.
And if they see, I have, my skin is crawling just at the scenario that we just made up.
Okay, here's
that.
Another example. So I used to work for a title company, and my job was to convince real estate agents when their clients went through title and escrow to use my company. And so my job was basically to make friends with these people so that they would use our company. And at Lion Real Estate, title reps were not allowed to go past the receptionist. If you were going to meet an agent, they had to come out there for you. I just started by asking the receptionist, can I just go back there? And she was like, sure.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Because all she could say is no. I'd be like, ah, right.
Somebody texted in, another way to say rejection therapy or no ASCII, no Getty. Closed mouths don't get fed.
Sure yeah. Do not.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, if you were a superhero, that is your superpower.
Thank you.
It's a boring superpower, and I'm not sure what your name would be, but look at you.
I know.
Brimming with confidence.
I do have a lot of confidence.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we are talking to Clark this morning. Good morning, Clark.
Hey, what's up?
This is an interesting second date update because, do I have it right that there was never actually a first date?
We haven't actually gone on the first date, but we've made the plans to.
Okay, all right. So explain what the hell's going on here.
Yeah, all right. So I met this girl online. Her name's Veda, let's say it. And she, we clicked, we had all same interests. And we, after like 2 weeks, like we started like chatting and like we've been messaging and stuff. And we were decided we're going to go on a date together. And, you know, we were just coming up with different ideas and we made a plan and then she just completely vanished.
So she ghosted you before the date even happened.
Yeah, but for no reason. Like, we chatted forever. Like, I feel like she's a wonderful person. We've got so much in common. Okay. And then just nothing.
All right, well, it's the first date update. And we have Veda on the phone. We're going to talk to her. You'll be able to hear our conversation. And then we're going to conference you guys together. We're going to find out the truth and see if we can negotiate, I guess, in this case, a first date. So, Clark, I'm going to put you on hold, picking up Veda. Good morning, Veda.
Good morning.
Clark, who you matched with online and apparently had plans to go on a first date with, is listening in to this conversation because he wants to know why you never got a first date, even though hardcore plans, he said, had been laid out. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great.
And it sounds like there was a lot of back and forth communication and like you guys were kind of becoming a part of each other's every day.
Basically, I caught some red flag.
Okay.
I was just super creeped out by the first date suggestion.
Oh God.
What was it?
He just jumped straight to like, hey, do you want to go for a hike? And, you know, I immediately was thinking to myself, well, I don't know you. Mm-hmm. So do I want to go to the woods with a stranger, a man nonetheless?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Not for a first date. That's not something I want to do. I don't feel comfortable doing that. I just gave me the ick and I had to back away. It was giving very true crime setup vibes.
Oh boy. All right. Let's get Clark back on. Clark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let's just squash this right now. Were you ever planning to murder Veda?
Right. Did you want to lure her into the woods?
No. Oh my God. No. We both have the same mutual likes. Like it says on your profile that you like hiking, and I really do too. I thought that would be something that you wanted. I'm sorry.
I mean, Clark, yeah, I like hiking, but I don't like hiking with strange men. You know, isn't by ourselves. It's just not my scene.
Here's the other thing that I can understand why you just sort of like vanished. Many men don't take it well when you say to them, I don't feel comfortable doing this thing with you, because their response is like, but I'm a nice guy. And why are you, you know, and it becomes
which is another red flag.
I'm a nice guy.
Well, I know you are. Or that's like, I wouldn't do like, and I'm sure you are a nice guy. And but every guy is going to say, but I'm a nice guy and get offended by it.
Look, no. Oh, my God. I totally understand. I didn't mean to make it sound that way.
Clark, I think you're a very nice person. I just going off of what we're talking about right now. I am a guy, though, and I think that you and I sometimes, and it's not our fault. I'm going to say that it's not necessarily our fault. But what is our fault is if we don't learn from it when situations like this come up, that we look at it from our male privilege and things that don't bother us or things that don't make
you
us feel scared
consider.
Doesn't even occur to us.
Right.
Yeah. So
go
like,
off, King.
Veda, can we get you to go on a first date with Clark?
In a public setting? Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay. So that being said, let's not even talk about those other icks. Let's not even bring them up, okay?
Right.
New start, new you.
Listen, everybody will find some icks at each other. That's just
right.
That's just life.
And can I ask you ladies a question?
Sure.
So the hiking thing makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Do you have the same fears about going to a guy's apartment or house for the first time?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, of
you
course.
Do.
When you feel...
How long did it take you to go see your husband's place?
He moved in without me ever going to his place.
He moved into your house?
Yeah.
Okay. Veda, how about you? How long have you waited in the past before you've gone over to a guy's place?
Sometimes it's been 2 or 3 dates. Sometimes it's been 2 or 3 months. So It just depends.
Listen, we're guys. We need rules, okay? We need hard rules.
I'm sorry. You don't get them.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Enjoy your first date. It is the first date on the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
You may not have noticed this, but there's an election today. We haven't been living in campaign hell for the last year and a half. It has all come to today. Hopefully you are going to vote. If you don't know where to vote, just text the word vote to 916-909-1065. Here's the good news, though. You are a wake-up call listener, which means you get to vote twice today.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. One is for the presidential election. Bleh. The second is for the much more important election that you probably haven't heard of, the best member of the wake-up call.
Right.
Why are we doing this? Because we're children.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because democracy.
Right.
And democracy.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is we are each going to go around and we are going to make a no doubt stirring speech where we are trying to win your vote for who you think is the best member of the wake up call. Is it me, Gavin? Is it Katie? Or is it somebody else?
Kevin, don't start. Don't start already.
And after you hear our speeches, and only after you hear our speeches, you can text our name, Gavin, Katie, or Kevin, as your vote into 916-909-1065. Cast it, and then we will take a break, come back, and go over the results, and I'm sure we will accept them graciously. I can't even say
it straight.
Okay. Who would like to go first?
I think you should.
I will go first. Okay, here we go. My dearest Sacramentans, we stand on the precipice of wonder, the edge of tomorrow, the less traveled path of hope. I, as a member of your favorite morning radio show, cherish you as a member of our adoring audience. I want to protect you. I want to love you. I want to give you giggles and silly goosery. I wake up every day thinking about you and how I can best entertain you. Oh. And I don't stop until I lay my head on a pillow to sleep. And some nights, I don't even stop then. I will tirelessly fight for your right to laugh at tomfoolery and buffoonery on the morning radio show. Know that I, Gavin from The Wake Up Call, would love your vote for best member of The Wake Up Call. And I pledge that I will always be down to clown, scam your phones, and always be your delicious little rascal to give you buckles of chuckles. God bless you, and God bless the wake-up call.
I love that.
I don't know why you're clapping for him.
It's inspirational.
He's your opponent.
All right. I know, but like we could play for fun.
Katie gets to go next.
Okay, wow. Mine's a little bit shorter.
It's all right.
Because some of us like to blabble on.
Some of us care more.
Aunt Blabby over here can't shut up.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Today is a momentous day.
Oh.
A day that will go down in history as the day you vote for your first female member, best member of the wake-up call, which is an honor that I take very seriously. I don't want to focus on my opponents. I want to focus on us, you and me. I don't want to focus on how shrill Gavin gets when he's yelling or how he'll never, ever, no matter what, remember your name. I don't want to focus on the fact that Kevin is surely lying about his sex life and that he will refer to you as a bitch or slut. I want to focus on us, on enjoying a whole lot of goofs together, on giving away cool stuff like tickets to Disneyland, which I'm not going to take full credit for, but... The future is female. Ladies, a vote for me is a vote for the future.
Oh, wow. Okay. She attacked us.
There was a little bit more of a negative campaign than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, my God.
Some of us are seeing positivity. Some of us are just down in the mud. That's fine. All right. Kevin is the last one again. This is the wake-up call election. You get to vote for who you think is the best member of the Wake Up Call. Final speech, Kevin, go.
I'm Kevin Wake Up Call, and I have three big reasons why you should vote for me. One, I'm one with the listeners. I was too a listener back in the day. I started as a listener, grew my passion into being elected into this very morning show for the listeners, by the listeners. Two, I am the representation of voices that aren't very vocal. When you haven't heard about your prizes, I am your voice. When the podcasts aren't up, I am your voice. When something is wrong with the radio, I am your voice. And the last big reason, I am the token Asian on the show,
wow.
And I represent culture.
Okay, all right.
I have to clap for that.
So text
wow,
in,
Kevin.
And don't text anything but our name, otherwise the vote won't count, okay? Text in Gavin, text in Katie, text in Kevin to 916-909-1065 to cast your vote in the Wake Up Call Election Day. Who is the best member of the Wake Up Call?
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming back to Election Night Special here at The Wake Up Call. We don't know who's going to win the presidential election. That's not what we're talking about. But we do know who is going to win Best Member of The Wake Up Call. The speeches have been done. The campaigns are over. The results are in. And I will say this. It was a nail biter.
Ooh.
Very close. Very close. The polls are now closed. All right. In third place.
Oh my God, we're doing this?
Was Gavin from the Wake Up Call.
Oh, Gavin.
Third place. All right.
Okay.
So it's between me and Katie.
I think
and
we like always said, knew it was going to be.
And like I said, very close. But the winner of Best Member of the Wake Up Call. And again, before I go
okay.
over this.
I hate you.
You're real Ryan Seacrest.
Right.
I just want to remind everybody that the last time we had an election for Best Member of the Wake Up Call, the winner was Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how that affects today, though.
Right. This
well,
is a new year,
he's
new
the
day.
Incumbent.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. That's true.
All right.
Dethrone me.
What?
D what?
Dethrone me.
Oh, I see. Okay. The winner of the 2024 Best Member of the Wake Up Call is Kevin.
God damn it!
Oh my God!
Kevin retains the title as the Best Member of the Wake Up Call. And listen, when I said it was close, it was a nail biter, what I meant was it was a nail biter between me and Katie. Because what? Kevin blew us out of the water.
I won by a landslide?
You won by a landslide.
Okay, here's...
Kevin won by over 55% of the vote.
Oh my God!
I do think I want a recount, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, okay, Donald. Do we want a recount?
Listen, hey. I either win or it's rigged.
Well, I mean, it does feel like election interference when people can't spell my name right, and part of how you vote is to spell my name with an I-E, not a Y.
I have a name that...
That everybody knows there's one way to spell it, stupid. There's one way, and that's it.
That's true. People don't know how to pronounce it. That's what it is.
Who doesn't know how to pronounce it?
My whole life, I've gotten a lot of gave. Listen, you are distracting from the fact that
right.
Kevin is the winner.
Right.
The best member of the Wake Up Call. I will applaud you, Kevin.
God.
All right. Clearly, you nailed it again with you know, a little bit of race baiting, but also the fact that you gave a stirring speech. So congratulations. What do you want to say to your constituents?
I just want to say thank you for being along for the ride, and I'm here for you.
Okay.
Gotta keep it going.
Gotta keep it going, I guess.
There you go. So, and listen, congratulations to Kevin. Katie and I, we ran a good race.
Yeah.
But maybe you know what the problem is? There shouldn't be a third party. That's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. So anyway, again, if you don't know where to vote in the real election, text the word vote, V-O-T-E, to 916-909-1065 and get a location that will help you, okay?
1065, the end. It's the Wake Up Call.
Kevin was in Japan for 2 weeks. Past tense, he's back. Say hi, Kevin.
Hey.
And he's right here in an American radio station. And when he was there, he likes to fancy himself as the king of finesse.
I am.
So tell everybody what happened with an Airbnb.
So we were going to our last Airbnb in Shinjuku. That's our last week that we're going to stay there. And there were so many red flags about the Airbnb.
Okay, like what?
It was in a sketch area.
Okay.
It didn't seem like Japan at all.
Okay.
There was a lady inside our Airbnb before we got there. The door was unlocked when we're supposed to put in a code to get the key to go in.
Like, you got there and she was there?
No, it was unlocked and then we were in there just, like, unpacking and then the lady came in.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay. And she was apparently doing laundry.
Her own laundry? Or, like, I don't even know.
I think a laundry for the unit.
Okay.
That's not it.
Okay.
She claimed to be the cleaner, but she also had a key.
Okay, well, I don't know that that's
I don't think that
strange.
That's that weird.
Well,
but
why would you let someone stay at an Airbnb and then also have the key, too? That makes me unnerved.
Have somebody else have the key.
Yeah.
I get what you're fearful of, okay? You're in another country.
Right.
And just to know, like, I'm going night-night knowing somebody out there. People are crazy.
Well, no matter what, somebody at least has the somebody owns that place. So Somebody could come in. But, okay, I get it.
And then the last red flag was we saw signs that says this cannot be a short stay place where it says excludes Airbnb. So we're not even allowed to stay there.
He wasn't staying at a place that was the Airbnb would have probably approved had they known the truth about where it was, the condition it was in, and such. Okay, so now there's a lot of red flags. It was making Kevin and his friends very nervous.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So what'd you do?
We called Airbnb help.
No, not we.
I called Airbnb and you know, kind of like, you know, exaggerated a bit and said said that our safety has been compromised and I feel very unsafe here.
Okay.
So what happened when Airbnb was told that?
Well, they made sure that we were safe at first, and then they found us another place to stay at.
Okay.
So we found an Airbnb that would take us in that night, and then Airbnb would pay for that.
Wow.
But they could only let us stay for 3 nights, so we had to find another place, but Airbnb gave us a hotel for the last 2 nights.
What?
So how long did you not have to pay for lodging?
The whole last week, bitch.
Of a 2 week vacation.
Yeah.
Now, if you're just joining us, that's how Kevin finessed a week of a 2 week vacation with free lodging by, we'll say, slightly massaging his fear for his Airbnb.
I mean, we did feel very unsafe.
You did. You might have inflated it a little bit, but whatever. Okay. This has now caused a problem.
Uh-oh.
Because Airbnb has reimbursed him for what has already been paid.
Right. Okay. Of course.
Well, the problem is, Kevin, do you want to say it? Where did the money go?
It went on my credit card as credit.
And he and his friends split the cost of the Airbnb, but they only refunded his credit card.
Uh-huh. Okay, so what's the problem?
I have to find the money to send to them.
Because it's on a credit card, so you don't actually have any cash.
Right. I was just going to pay for the credit card, worry about it later, but now that we got it refunded, I have to come up with $1,500.
And then divvy it out amongst how many people?
Five.
Okay. Oh boy.
You
okay.
See the dilemma I'm in?
I do see it.
And what is the Japanese word for karma?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know the answers to this, but can you put a credit card on Venmo?
What the? No.
Okay, you can't. Okay, okay.
I have to find the cash somehow, and they're expecting it when they come back from Korea.
Now, you know that you can get cash from a credit card, right?
No, they charge you so much. I tried that once.
I know. They charge
and
you.
I'm never doing it again.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm not doing that.
This is a pickle.
I mean, I feel like I could just ask them to pay them later.
Yeah.
They'll understand I'm broke.
But your history, though, with getting things paid off on a credit card and then doing the right thing with your money, it's not there. The success isn't there.
How about I just tell them, hey, you have this much credit with me. Just let me know. I'll buy you some stuff.
Okay, so then you're going to keep, like, a tally of, like, okay, I took so-and-so to Korean barbecue.
Right.
I paid for it.
Yes.
$50 off for you, bitch.
Right.
Who, what else you need? You want to go shopping?
Yes, yes.
Kevin's changing his name to Chase.
Right.
That's so funny. By the way, the Japanese word for karma is karuma. And, Kevin,
you have been hit in the face with some karuma.
Oh, my God.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We want to know, what are some of the most overused, eye-rolly, confusing corporate words or corporate phrases that you are just sick of? Text us right now, 916-909-1065. See if you can name any that are on the list of the top five most used. In fact, so much used, so much that now, like, headhunters and people who work in corporate fields,
okay,
coaching people who are managers, they're saying stop using these words.
Okay, now I feel like these words came into the zeitgeist 4 years ago.
Oh, longer than that, I think.
Not as bad. COVID made it worse somehow.
COVID made it worse.
I don't remember, like, for the most part, when I had, like, a normal person job for this company and I was a salesperson.
Yeah.
This corporate jargon didn't exist. And what, at least not to this level. And what super didn't exist is an acronym for everything. And that drives me absolutely bonkers.
So here's how I view my time here at Odyssey.
Okay.
Much like a tree and how you can cut a tree open and read its rings.
Yeah.
I have rings. You have rings too.
Yeah.
Okay. And the rings are categorized by the different managers that have come and gone. You know, we just went through a new iteration of manager and she used these words a lot. But like I remember the two managers before her using a lot of these words as well. So we put this up on Facebook for people to get, and we're getting some texted into 916-909-1065. And I'm seeing a lot of them on text is the number three, one of the most overused corporate phrases.
Okay.
Let's circle back on it.
Okay.
Let's circle back on it. Or let's revisit this, or let's stick a pin in it for now.
Okay. Okay.
Table it also came up. All of those as number three.
To me, that one's not so bad because it is an expression that is used outside of the workspace as well. Like if we were having a heated exchange and we needed to calm down, like, let's table this for a second.
Listen, the procrastinator in me just loves the phrase because that means we get to kick the can down the road.
Okay. You want to see what we got on Facebook?
Yeah, and I'll tell you if you got any.
Okay. Tiffany said, when people say I'm drowning, when they're just doing their regular job that they get paid to do.
That's a good one. Not in the top five.
Kelly, please turn your cameras on.
Or can we also attack, please mute yourself.
Oh, my God.
Not in the top five.
You guys. Samantha, now, I have seen stuff like this on people talk about it on Facebook, like kind of making fun. I don't know if this is one you've ever heard. When a meeting gets wrapped up more quickly than it was calendared for, they say, I'll give you some of your time back.
Ooh, it's the I'll give you.
I know.
No, not in there. You know, let me go over. So number five on here, low hanging fruit. That's a phrase that people say stop using.
Okay.
Other options, they say people say easy win. Stop saying that.
Okay.
Or a simple task. It has negative connotation. Number four on here, move the needle. Move the needle.
I am somebody that uses the expression move the needle.
Well, according to this, you got to stop.
I know. How about don't have enough bandwidth?
Oh, big one.
Yeah.
Big one, but didn't make the top five.
Really?
Number two is leverage. Okay. This is a catch-all term that is not even being used right by most people. Say what you really mean, utilize or capitalize on it. Stop saying the word leverage. Number one, I actually don't hear this one anymore.
Okay.
But we used to hear it constantly, is the term synergy. Like we need to... Synergy.
Or how about siloed?
Right. All these terms basically just mean just work together, guys.
Right.
You know, let's just work together.
I don't know when we started trying to almost maximize our time by shortening the words that we say to each other.
I don't get it either. We got two that were not in the top five, but I love these that got texted in. First of all, somebody said, stop saying pivot. I love that one. And somebody else has said, I hate the word kudos.
That is so funny. Something we got a lot were best practices.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the most that we got on Facebook, the thing that was most often, you're on mute.
Or let's take this offline.
Yeah.
Keep texting in because these are really fun. Oh, this one's a good one. In all transparency, or I like to be transparent.
Oh, which is always a lie.
And the person texted in and said exactly that. Like, it's because that person is always never transparent about it. Yeah, it's the wake up call. And it's funny because coming up in about a half hour, we're going to have fun with the election, and we're going to do our own wake up call election here on the show where you get to vote twice today, once for a real thing and then once for our silly thing for best wake up call show member. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. But the real election, you know, sitting in here right now is our friend Kyle, who works down the hallway from us. Morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And he works on ESPN. And we were, you know, just sitting here literally talking about what everybody is talking about. Is everybody on edge today or is it just us?
I think it's everybody.
Text in to 909-1065 and just let us know how you're doing today.
I mean, I have kind of like nervous tummy.
Yeah.
Like kind of like when you're going like the scary drop on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I kind of have that.
Like I feel like my limbs don't work today. Except I'm very conscious of my bones.
Except roller coasters are fun. I mean, it is what it is at this point. I just feel like we all have relative PTSD from the last year and a half of just a campaign. Like this is the third election in a row. Third presidential election in a row where we've said and believed this is the most serious election in American history.
I was thinking that today, like, so is this what we're going to say all the time now?
Right. It's like, can we have a break?
Will it ever go back to being like really boring?
Right. Like I did see a meme the other day that just says, I am voting just so that we can have a president that we forget exists for 3 or 4 days.
That would be so nice.
I thought that was really funny.
So
somebody else said it's like waiting on a pregnancy test. Yeah, I guess if it's an unplanned pregnancy. Yeah.
So do you guys think that we will have results tonight?
No,
probably not.
Not final results. There will definitely be results, which I think adds to the anxiety of it.
Yeah.
Because like, we don't know when
Yeah, all of this is going to happen. It's like before I do a sports talk show. So before a big sporting event where my favorite team is playing, it's this like nervous, like but there's like an anticipation and excitement. Yeah. But then like the first quarter ends and it's like, oh my gosh, there's three more quarters of this. Like, it's getting underway and nothing's going to happen. I don't think anything realistically is going to happen.
Well, and
tonight.
We won't know when.
Yeah. The biggest problem with not knowing who's going to be the next president is we're going to get, we'll definitely get Wisconsin tonight. We'll probably get Michigan, but the one that matters, the only one that matters is Pennsylvania. That is the one that both candidates have to win in order to win, really, for the most part.
Okay.
And Pennsylvania is so historically slow. They have a law that they cannot start counting mail-in ballots until today.
Oh, okay.
So we'll get Georgia first. We'll get Georgia probably by 8 p.m. tonight.
Now,
probably.
Wasn't Georgia one that took a long...
Because it was so close. So they had to do a couple recounts to make sure. Because he won Biden won Georgia by like less than, I think, 60,000. No, so 60. I don't remember. It was close. Very close.
Razor thin margins.
Yeah. But all these states have been close.
11,000, I think.
Or, yeah, it was 11,000. Yeah. 11,000 votes.
Look at me.
Look at you. Well done. Bad with numbers, though.
Bad with numbers, but good with memory.
So, anyway, I plan on drinking as soon as the show is over.
Yeah, 1,000%. I see you've got your stuff here in the studio ready.
Absolutely.
To go.
Yeah. if we only had an ice maker here. But anyway, though, listen, if you're nervous, we feel you. If you don't know where to vote, we got you. Text the word vote, V-O-T-E, to 909-1065. And all you have to do is type in your address. They're not tracking you. And they'll tell you exactly where your precinct voting locations are. Kyle.
But your phone is. So if you really care about being tracked, throw your phone into the river. Otherwise, shut up.
Kyle, have a good show. Thanks so much for coming
in
here.
Love you, buddy.
We've got brown bags if you want to breathe into that later. Okay?
I'll need that, yeah.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.